Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches, the last Mishnah in Perek Gimel. Rabbi Lazar Chisma Oimer. Others have the Girsa, Rabbi Lazar Ben Chisma. In fact, the name Chisma has three different explanations. One is, if we're Goris with the word Ben, that it was Rabbi Lazar, the son of Chisma. Others say that Chisma is a place, and his name was Rabbi Lazar Chisma, Rabbi Lazar who came from Chisma. And there is also in the Medrash Vayikra Rabba Chaf Gimel a story where Rabbi Lazar ba pam lamakam echad. He once came to a certain place. Amru loy lifer sal shma v'lavr lifnei ateva. And they asked him to lead the services to daven to say shma. Amru lahem she'eni bakar b'zeh. He said, "I'm not proficient in this." Amru, the tzibur said there, "Zehu Rabbi Lazar shakol m'shapchem boy." This is Rabbi Lazar, who everyone praises him. It's said about Rabbi Lazar Chisma that he knew l'shar kama tipos yesh b'yam, how many drops of water there are in the ocean. He was such a knowledgeable person. L'chinim karmeloi Rebbe, the people of that town said, for not are they calling him Rebbe. Nischarchemu ponav machmes busha. He became totally embarrassed. V'holach le'etzel Rabbi Kiva, went to his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. Omer le Rabbi Kiva, lama panecha cholniyos? Why do you have such a sour face? Something seems to be bothering you. Sipur lo es kol ha'maisa. He told him the entire story. Limda Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva taught it to him. La'achuz man is damen shuv lo esimakim. He came again to that town. Omer lo prois al shema. Paras. This time he was able to lead the Shema. Avor lefnei ateva, be a shlich tzibur, avar, he was the shlich tzibur. Amru, the townspeople said, nischasem Rabbi Lazar. The word nischasem means nischazek. Rabbi Lazar, over time, since the last encounter with Rabbi Lazar, he has become strengthened. He now knows how to lead the services. The koraloi, and from that incident, his name became Rabbi Lazar Chisma. So the Tosfos Yontif says, Mikan, Rabbi Lazar Chisma Shmai. His name is Rabbi Lazar Chisma, and not the way some have the Girsa in our Mishnah, the Lo Ben Chisma, and not that his father's name was Chisma. Now, as we saw from the fact that Rabbi Lazar was able to know how many drops are in the sea, that he had a tremendous knowledge, not only in Kol HaTorah Kula, but in the sciences. And in this Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Chisma will tell us the relationship between the sciences and Torah. I once heard at my high school graduation, the Telzer Yeshiva in Cleveland, Ohio, Rav Gifter Zitzal spoke, and he said, mathematics will help you in a shvera toisus and erevin. That mathematics can help a person in limud Torah. Rabbi Lazar Chisma tells us how to approach the sciences when it comes in connection with Torah. So Rabbi Lazar Chisma says, there are two categories. The first category are those halachas such as kinen upischei nido. Kinen is the last mesechta in Kachim, at the end of, towards the, one of them is the last Masechta is towards the end of Seder Kachim, and it deals with birds, Torum of Neyona, pigeon and turtle doves, that are brought by, for example, a woman who has given birth. These are called kinim from the word kain, sipor, a nest of a bird, and they are very difficult and complex and complicated halachos when different birds, such as those that are for a chovo, where there's an obligation to bring a korban, get mixed up. They fly from one coop to another. They get mixed up with an adava, with a voluntary korban, or an ola, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach, gets mixed up with a chatas. What the halachas are, it involves mathematical computations and statistics. It's a very complicated halacha which deals with mathematics. Likewise, Pischei Nida, the last Masechta of Shas, Masechtas Nida, when a woman loses her vest, she doesn't have a regular time for her menstrual issues, and we have to determine when she is becoming anew a Nida. Again, very complicated halachas based on science, math, biology. Says Reb Lazar ben Chisma, hein gufei halachas. Here, when I use science and math, I am using this worldly chachma as part of Torah. I need this wisdom in order to understand the Torah. As Reb Gifter said, mathematics will help you in a shvera, a difficult tosus and erevin. However, says Reb Lazar Chisma, Tekufos, the study of astronomy, the gematrios, and the numerical value of letters and computations, those kinds of knowledge, parperois lachachma, they are merely the appetizer or the dessert of wisdom. Those kinds of chachma are not gufei halachas like kinim and pischei nida, but rather they are not the ikur. They're not the bread, meat, and potatoes and wine of Torah, but rather they're like an appetizer, an entree that whets the appetite for the main meal, or a dessert following the main meal. And just as one would not eat only entrees and desserts, but rather one for nutritional value must eat the main course, which is the most important part of the meal, so too Rav Lazar ben Chisma is teaching us that chachma compared to Torah is parperos compared to the main suda. The Meiri says, why at the beginning of the Mishnah did Rav Lazar ben Chisma discuss kinin and pischei nida? Because kinin is the end of kachim, nida is the end of taharas, the end of the entire shas. What Rav Lazar ben Chisma is saying, involvement in chachmas comes after one has mastered from brachas until the end of shas, till the end of kachim, the end of taharas, the entire shas, then one can delve also into astronomy, into other sciences, but first a person has to eat the main su'uda. He has to become proficient in the halachas of the Torah, in Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, and only then can he go to the dessert, to the parperois l'chachma. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. We're about to begin a perek where the first Tanoim who are mentioned in this perek are not called Rebbe. For example, in the last Mishnah of Perek Gimel, we have Rebbe Lazar ben Chisma Omer. In this perek, we begin not with Rebbe, but rather with Ben Zoma. And the same thing, the second Mishnah in this perek begins with Ben Azai Omer, not Rebbe. So the Gemara tells us that both of these Tanoim never received smicha, although they were great Tamidei Chachamim, but for one reason or another, they never merited, it didn't work out that they received smicha. Now, this person, Ben Zoma, his real name was Shimon Ben Zoma, but since he didn't get the smicha title of Rebbe, he was always called by the name of his father, Ben Zoma, and the same exactly with Ben Azai. He was named after his father. Now, this Shimon Ben Zoma, he lived in the days of Rabbi Akiva, and during the Bar Kochva revolution and the Roman persecution of the Chachmei Yisrael of Torah, he was also one of the four people in Sanhedrin who knew 70 languages. He was also one of four people who the Gemara tells us, Arba Nichnasu Lepardes. There were four people who entered a certain garden. The word Pardes stands for Pei is Pshat, the simple meaning of the Torah. Then you have Resh is Remez, the hints that are in the Torah. The Dalid is Drush, the homiletical drushes of the Torah. And finally, we have the Samach. The Samach is Sod, the secrets of the Torah. So these four great Tanoim entered the Pardes. And it was a very dangerous thing. If a person goes into the secrets of the Torah, it's dangerous. It might affect him in a not good way. In fact, three of these four tzaddikim came out damaged. The only one who survived intact was Rabbi Akiva. Who were the four who went in? Two of them we mentioned already, Ben Zoma and Ben Azai, of our first two Mishnayos in the fourth parak here in Avos. Ben Zoma went in, Ben Azai went in, Elisha Ben Avuyo went in, and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came out okay. The others all were affected. How were they affected? Ben Zoma was nitrifadaita, which means he went crazy. Ben Azai died. Elisha Ben Avuya, he became a non-believer. He rebelled against Hashem. He gave up his faith he didn't practice Torah and mitzvahs. So this was definitely a traumatic episode, and the only one, as we said, who came out okay was Rabbi Akiva. Now, Ben Zoma had a tremendous power to bring sources for halachos. There's a halacha, and then you always need a source for the halacha. He was able to bring the source. The best example of this we are familiar with from the night of the Seder of Pesach, where we have Amar Rab Lazar ben Azaria, Hare ani keben shivim shana v'loy zechisi shetei Amar Yitzchias Mitzrayim b'leilos ad shedorsha ben Zoma. Rab Lazar ben Azaria said, I'm like 70 years old. I would never merited that Yitzchias Mitzrayim should be said at night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari's opinion was that every night you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chachamim disagreed, and they said you only have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in the daytime, not at night. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azari said, I wasn't able to convince the Chachamim ad Shedorsha ben Zoma, until the Ben Zoma of our Mishnah, he brought a source. What was the source? The Pasuk says, Leman Tiskor, Es Yoim Tseischa, May Eretz Mitzrayim call you May Chayecha. You should remember going out of Mitzrayim all the days of your lives. What's kol? All? Yemei Chayecha Hayamim. The days of your life are the daytime. Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelot. That includes the night itself. So here we see an example where Ben Zoma brought a source for a halacha. Now, This Mishnah is referring to a pasuk in Yirmiyoh. Yirmiyoh Perik Tes Pasuk Chav Beis. The pasuk says, "Al yishalel chacham mechachmasai." A person who's wise should not pride himself that he is smart, that he's wise. "Al yishalel agibur begvurasai." A gibur, a strong man, should not pride himself in his strength. The al yishalel asher b'asher, and a rich man should not pride himself with his wealth. What could a person pride himself with? Ki im bezois yishalel mishalel. This is what he could pride himself with. Haskel v'yodeya osi. If you are wise and you know me Hashem, ki be'elech hafatzti ne'um Hashem. This is what I desire, says Hashem. In other words, a person can't take the gifts. All these things are gifts that Hashem gave a person. His wisdom, his richness, his power. Those are all gifts from Hashem. So if a person uses them selfishly for himself, he doesn't use it for avodas Hashem, there's nothing to be a balgaiva. You didn't do anything. Hashem gave you a gift. You're smart, you're rich, you're strong. But if you take all of these gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and you use it, haskel v'yodei si, you use it to further the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that's what Hashem wants. That's why he gave you these gifts, to use them in a positive way. So Ben Zoma is going to give us examples of where a person can use these gifts in a way that he can pride himself. He could pride himself in a positive way. That's what Ben Zoma is going on. Ben Zoma Omer, Ezeu Chacham. Who is this Chacham that Yirmiyahu spoke about? Meaning that Chacham where he could have pride because he's using the Chacham in the right way. The answer is Haloi Meid Mikol Adam. Someone who learns from every person. He's not embarrassed to learn even from someone younger than him. Shenemar Mikol Melamdai Hiskalti. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, from all my teachers I became wise. I wasn't embarrassed. I'm the king. I know much more in Torah than this person, but maybe there's something I can learn even from a younger person or from a person who's not as educated as I am. Rabbi Wein in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos brings down a story of the Ostrovtz Rebbe. There was once a gathering of great Rebbeim, and each Rebbe was saying over what he had learned from his father and from his grandfather, who were all big Rebbeim. We know that the Rebbitzvah, when a person is a Rebbe of a whole group of Hasidim, so when he's Nifter, it goes over to his son, it goes then to the grandson. So they were saying everything that they learned from these great leaders that preceded them. They came to the turn of the Ostrovtz Rebbe. His father was a baker. So they were going to, you know, could he have learned from a baker? They were going to skip over him. And they were going to say, you don't have to say anything. He said, no, I want to say, I learned from my father, the baker. What did you learn from your father, the baker? I learned that if you want to have good bread, you have to put underneath a good, strong, big fire. So he said, well, I learned from that to be a good server of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have a fire. You have to have a slavus. That lesson I learned from my father, the baker. I also learned from him that fresh black bread is better than stale challah. That's another lesson I learned. So we see that mikol melamdai iskalti, that you're able to learn from everyone. And the end of the pasuk says, ki edoisecha sichali, that I learned from everyone. I wasn't embarrassed to learn even from someone who knows less than me. Why? Because your mitzvah Hashem was my sicholi. That's what I talked about all day. So since my whole life was to learn Torah, it didn't bother me where I'm getting this Torah from. If a young boy knows something that I don't know, I want to speak Hashem's Torah all the time. So I'm ready to do it, and I'm ready to learn even from a younger person. And the Rav explains, by the fact that you're ready to, so to speak, embarrass yourself and learn even from someone younger, that's a proof that the wisdom that you have is for Hashem's sake. You're not doing it for gaiva, to be haughty, because if then you wouldn't embarrass yourself to ask a young child to, or an uneducated person to teach you something. But if you do that, then that's a proof that you're only doing it l'shem shemayim, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first one. Ezehu chacham haloimed mikol adam. The second one, Yirmiyahu spoke about a gibor. Ezehu gibor. Who is strong? Hakoveshes Yitzray. A person who's able to dominate his Yetzer Ra. Shenemar, Tov Erech Apayim. It's better a person who's Marich Af, that means he's slow to anger, Mi Gibor, than a person with big muscles, a strong person. In other words, self-discipline is a greater Gevura than having big muscles and being strong in that physical sense. Umoishel Beruchoi, a person who's able to control his spirit, he is more powerful than Miloiched Ir, than from somebody who's so strong that he can capture a city. That's a greater Gevura. One of the Meforshim says, Ezo Gibor HaKoivish Es Yitzroi. Who is a Gibor? Someone who controls his own Yetzora. It's very easy for people to control the other person's Yetzora. You know, why are you doing that? Don't you know it's wrong? And can't you control yourself? Because you don't have an interest in that particular thing. So for that, it's very easy to control somebody else's Yetzora. But Ezo Chacha, Ezo Gibor, HaKoivish Es Yitzroi. He's able to control not the other person's Yetzora, he's able to control his own Yetzora. One of the Meforshim says, it's the Bartanura brings this down, that Toiv Erech HaPayim, it's good when a person is slow to anger, Mi Gibor, when that comes from Gvura. Me, according to this Pshat, Mi Gibor doesn't mean it's stronger than a Gibor, but Mi Gibor can also mean from a, you're taking it from a Gibor. Toiv Erech HaPayim, when is that good? Mi Gibor, when that comes from the Gvura. Umoishel Beruchoi, and control yourself, you know when that's good? Mi Loichet Ir, when you capture the city, and you have the power in your hands now to kill out the whole city. That's the enemy. And if in that situation you control yourself and you don't take revenge on the city, that is the epitome of Gvura. The next one. Ezeu Usher, who is rich, Hasameach Bechelkoi, someone who's satisfied with his lot. Because otherwise, if you're not, if Mishiesh Leimana writes a Messiah. If you have 100, you want 200. And if you have 100 million, you have more zeros after the one, you want 200 million. A person, as Chazal tell us, a person doesn't die having fulfilled even half of his desires. So really the one who has 1 million is poorer than the one who has 100 because he's missing 1 million. The other one's only missing 100. So the more you have, the more you want. So that's not a rich person. The real rich person is Hasameach Bechelko. He's happy with his lot in life. Shenemar, Yegia Kapecha Kisochel. The work of your hands, if you eat, you earned your money with an honest work. Ashrecha V'toivloch. Praised are you, and it's good for you. What does it mean, this double language? Ashrecha V'toivloch. So the Mishnah says, Ashrecha Bo'olam Hazeh. You're praised in this world. And you are, it's good for you in the world to come. In other words, if you make sure that every penny that you own, you earned in an honest way, you didn't, unfortunately, we know of many cases where people's desire for money made them do things illegally, things that you're not allowed to do. So then it's not good for you. If you're able to honestly earn a living, so then ashrecha bo'olam hazeh, you're not going to have to come on to other people. You're not going to have to come on to other people. You yourself supported yourself, and v'toivlach, it's good lo'olam habah, that you didn't do this earning money through any illegal ways. For that, a person chashon would have to get punished for doing it in an illegal way. You did it in an honest way, without stealing from anybody else, then it's Toiv L'Cholam Abo. The Marsha says a very nice pshat over here. The Marsha says that a person, let's say, has a question whether a chicken or a piece of meat, whether it's kosher or not. And it's an involved question. So there's one approach is, I have a question, I'm not interested in questions, usser. I'm not eating it. I'll give it to a dog. I'll give it to a goy. I'm not going to eat it. But the another approach is, well, let me look into the question. Let me learn about it. Let me research it. And then I'll see. And if there's a genuine heter that you're allowed to eat this thing, I'll eat it. So the Marsha says, if you do that, the first way is, it's an easy way to get out of it. It's usher. But if you yagia kapecho kisoichel, the Marshal says, means if you had to put in a lot of effort into going through the Gemara and the Halacha, and you went deep and deep, it took time. But finally you said, based on everything I researched, this is 100% kosher, then ashrecha v'tayvlach, ashrecha bo'ilam hazeh, because you have the chicken, you can eat it. You have the meat, you can eat it. V'tayvlach, lo'ilam abo, and it's good for you, lo'ilam abo. Why? You sat and learned. You put in a few hours to find out what the halach is. It's good for you in both worlds. However, the first approach, just to say it's usher, maybe it's good for you in the next world, because you were machmer, yes, but it's not good for you in this world. So the Marshal is telling us, of course, it has to be a legitimate 100% heter. But if you found a legitimate 100% that this meat is kosher, then it's good for you in both worlds. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, Ezel mechubad, who is considered an honorable person, hamechabed es habriyas, if you honor other people, shenemar, because we find by Hashem, ki mechabdai, those who honor me, achabed, I will honor them, uvoizai, those who despise me, yekolu, they will become disgraced. In other words, Hashem won't even have to disgrace them automatically. In the eyes of people, a person who despises Hashem, people look at him that he's a low life, he's a low person. Automatically, he's going to become despised. But what do we see? That Hashem says, if someone honors me, I'm going to honor them. Even though the whole purpose of this world is to give, why did Hashem create it? Is in order to give a covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKoil bara l'chvoidoi. Everything in this world was to give honor. That's our job in this world, to give honor to Hashem. And yet Hashem says, even though the whole purpose of this world is that you should give honor to me, but whoever gives me honor, I'm going to give back honor. So kal v'chomer, a person, if you are mechabed another person, so kal v'chomer, that person is going to be mechabed you. If we see Hashem himself as mechabed people who are mechabed him. And finally, I'd like to share with you on this Mishnah a famous Reb Chaim Volozhiner in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, Sefer Ruach Chaim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein Hashchina Shora, the Holy Spirit of Hashem does not rest. Ela al Mishahu Chacham Gibor Asher Va'anov. Only a person who's wise, he's strong, he's rich." And he's an anav. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner asks, the fourth one I understand. An anav is dependent on your bechira. You choose either to be a balgaiva or you could be an anav. So if you're an anav, a great anav, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe anav mikol adam, I understand that's why Moshe got the Shechina. But what does the other things have to do? They're all gifts, like we said, from Hashem. Chacham, Gibor, Asher were gifts from Hashem. You didn't do anything. It was given to you as a gift. So why should that be a criterion? Why should these things be a criterion, a criteria for getting the Shechina? Ain't a Shechina Shora. So he gives a very good answer. He says that if a person is he's not a Chacham, he's not a Gibor, he's not an Asher, and he's an anav, that's not a big kunz. He has nothing to be a balgaiva about. But a person, that's what the chazal mean. A person who has everything going for him, he's a chacham, and he's a gibor, and he's an asher. He has every reason in the world to be the biggest balgaiva, and yet he's an anav, because he chose through his bechira to be an anav. That's who the Shechina is shora on. In other words, the more that you get from Hashem and you're still an anav, that is the greatest madrega.